The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usman. Juz 1. Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening. With the name of Allah, the All Merciful, the Very Merciful, praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the All Merciful, the Very Merciful, the Master of the Day of Requital. You alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help. Take us on the straight path, the path of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not of those who have incurred your wrath, nor of those who have gone astray. Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This book has no doubt in it, a guidance for the God-fearing, who believe in the unseen and are steadfast in Salah, prayer, and spend out of what we have provided them, and who believe in what has been revealed to you and what has been revealed before you, and they have faith in the hereafter. It is these who are guided by their Lord, and it is just these who are successful. Surely for those who have disbelieved, it is all the same whether you warn them or you warn them not. They do not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing and on their eyes there is a covering, and for them awaits a mighty punishment. And among men there are some who say, we believe in Allah and in the last day, yet they are not believers. They try to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they are not deceiving anyone except themselves, although they are unaware of it. In their hearts there is a malady, so Allah has made them grow in their malady. And for them there is a grievous punishment, because they have been lying. When it is said to them, do not spread disorder on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. Beware, it is in fact they who spread disorder, but they do not appreciate. And when it is said to them, believe as people have believed, they say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? Beware, it is in fact they who are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we have entered faith. But when they are alone with their Satans, they say, indeed, we are with you. We were only mocking. It is Allah who mocks at them and lets them go on wandering blindly in their rebellion. These are the people who have bought error at the price of guidance. So their trade has brought no gain, nor have they reached the right path. Their situation is like that of a man who kindles a fire, and when it illuminates everything around him, Allah takes away their light and leaves them in layers of darkness so that they see nothing. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they shall not return. Or it is like a rainstorm from the sky, bringing darkness, thunder, and lightning. They thrust their fingers in their ears against the thunderclaps for fear of death, and Allah encompasses the disbelievers. And lightning all but snatches away their eyesight. Every time a flash gives them light, they walk by it, and when darkness falls upon them, they stand still. And if Allah willed, He would certainly take away their hearing and their eyes. Surely Allah is powerful to do anything. O people, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, so that you may become God-fearing. He is the one who made the earth a bed for you, and the sky a roof, and sent down water from the sky, then brought forth with it fruits as a provision for you. So do not set up parallels to Allah when you know. If you are in doubt about what we have revealed to our servant, then bring a surah similar to this, and do call your supporters other than Allah, if you are true. But if you do not, and you will never be able to, then guard yourselves against the fire, the fuel of which will be men and stones. It has been prepared for the disbelievers. And give good news to those who believe and do righteous deeds, that for them there are gardens beneath which rivers flow. Every time they are given a fruit from there to eat, they will say, this is what we have been given before. And they will be given fruits resembling one another. And for them there shall be wives purified, and there they will live forever. Indeed, Allah does not feel shy in citing any parable, be it that of a gnat or of something above it, in meanness. Now, as for those who believe, they know it is the truth from their Lord, while those who disbelieve say, what could Allah have meant by this parable? By this, He lets many go astray, and by this, He makes many find guidance. But He does not let anyone go astray thereby except those who are sinful. Those who break the covenant of Allah after it has been made binding and cut off the relations Allah has commanded to be joined and spread disorder on the earth, it is these who are the losers. How is it that you deny Allah while you were lifeless and He gave you life? And then he will make you die, and then he will make you live again, and then to him you will be returned. It is he who created for you all that the earth contains. Then he turned to the heavens and made them seven skies, and he is the knower of all things. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a deputy on the earth? They said, will you create there one who will spread disorder on the earth and cause bloodshed while we proclaim your purity along with your praise and sanctify your name? He said, certainly I know what you know not. And he taught Adam the names of all of them, then presented them before the angels and said, tell me their names if you are right. They said, to you belongs all purity. We have no knowledge except what you have given us. Surely you alone are the all-knowing, all-wise. He said, O Adam, tell them the names of all these. When he told them their names, Allah said, did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the skies and the earth, and that I know what you disclose and what you conceal? And when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, so they prostrated themselves, all but Iblis, Satan. He refused and became one of the infidels. And when we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat at pleasure whatever you like, but do not go near this tree, otherwise you will be counted among the transgressors. Then Satan caused them to slip from it and brought them out of where they had been. And we said, go down, all of you, some of you the enemies of others, and on the earth there will be for you a dwelling place and enjoyment for a time. Then Adam learned certain words to pray with from his Lord. So Allah accepted his repentance. No doubt he is the most relenting, the very merciful. We said, go down from here, all of you. Then should some guidance come to you from me, those who follow my guidance shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. As for those who disbelieve and deny our signs, they are the people of the fire. They shall dwell in it forever. O children of Israel, the Israelites, remember my blessing that I conferred upon you, and fulfil the covenant with me. And I shall fulfil your covenant, and have awe of me alone. And have faith in what I have revealed, confirming what is already with you. And do not be the first to deny it, nor take a paltry price for my verses. Fear me alone, and do not confound truth with falsehood, and do not hide the truth when you know it. And be steadfast in salah, prayer, and pay zakah, and bow down with those who bow down. Do you enjoin righteousness upon others while you ignore your own selves, although you keep reciting the book? Have you then no sense? Seek help through patience and prayer. It is indeed exacting, but not for those who are humble in their hearts, who bear in mind that they are to meet their Lord and that to him they are to return. O children of Israel, remember my blessing that I conferred upon you, and that I gave you excellence over the world. And guard yourselves against a day when no one shall stand for anyone in anything, nor shall intercession be accepted on anyone's behalf, nor shall ransom be taken from them, and neither shall any be given support. Remember when we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh? They have been inflicted on your grievous torment, slaughtering your sons and leaving your women alive. In all that, there was a great trial from your Lord. And recall when we parted the sea for you, and when we saved you and drowned the people of the Pharaoh while you were looking on. And when we appointed 40 nights for Musa, then you took the calf as a god thereafter, and you were unjust. Yet we pardoned you, even after that, so that you may show gratitude. Then we gave Musa the book and the criterion of right and wrong, so that you may find the right path. When Musa said to his people, my people, you have wronged yourselves by taking the calf as god. So turn in repentance to your creator and slay yourselves. That will be better for you in the sight of your creator. Then he accepted your repentance. Indeed, he is the most relenting, the very merciful. When you said, Musa, we will never believe you till we see Allah openly. So the thunderbolt took you while you were looking on. Then we raised you up after death, so that you might show gratitude. And we made the cloud give you shade, and sent down to you man and salwa. Eat of the good things we have provided you. And they, by their ingratitude, did us no harm, but were harming only themselves. When we said, enter this town and eat to your heart's content wherever you wish in it, and enter the gate prostrating yourselves, and say, Hitta, we seek forgiveness, so that we forgive your errors, and we shall give much more to those who do good. But those who were unjust substituted another word for the one word that was prescribed for them, so we sent down a scourge from heaven upon those who were unjust because they had acted sinfully. When Musa sought water for his people, we said, strike the rock with your staff. and 12 springs gushed forth from it. Each group of people came to know their drinking place. Eat and drink of what Allah has provided, and do not go about the earth spreading disorder. And when you said, Musa, we will no longer confine ourselves to a single food, so pray for us to your Lord that he may bring forth for us of what grows, of what the earth grows, of its vegetable, its cucumbers, its wheat, its lentils, and its onion. He said, do you want to take what is inferior in exchange for what is better? Go down to a town, and you will have what you ask for. Then they were stamped with disgrace and misery, and they returned with wrath from Allah. That was because they used to deny the signs of Allah and would slay the prophets unjustly. That was because they disobeyed and transgressed all limits. Surely those who believed in Allah, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and in the last day and does good deeds, all such people will have their reward with their Lord. And there will be no reason for them to fear, nor shall they grieve. And when we took the pledge from you and raised high above you the Mount of Tur, hold fast to what we have given you and remember what is in it so that you may become God-fearing. Then even after that you turned away. So had it not been for the grace of Allah upon you and his mercy, you would have been among the losers. Certainly you have knowledge of those among you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We said to them, become apes, abest. Thus we made it a deterrent for those around and those who came after them, and a lesson for the God-fearing. When Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow, they said, are you making fun of us? He said, I seek refuge with Allah from being one of the ignorant. They said, pray for us to your Lord that he makes it clear to us what sort of cow should she be. He said, he says she should be a cow neither too old nor too young, of some middle age in between. Now do what you're being asked to do. They said, pray for us to your Lord that he makes it clear to us of what colour it should be. He said, he says that it should be a yellow colour cow, rich yellow in her colour, that should please the onlookers. They said, pray for us that your Lord, that he makes it clear to us of what sort she should be, for this cow has made us confused, and if Allah wills, we shall certainly take the right course. He said, he says that it should be a cow which is not tractable for tilling the soil or in watering the fields, and it should be sound and without blemish. They said, now you have come up with the right description. Then they slaughtered her, although it appeared that they would not do it. And when you killed a man and started putting blame for it on one another, while Allah was to bring forth what you were holding back, so we said, strike him with part of it. This is how Allah revives the dead, and he shows you his signs so that you may understand. When even after that your hearts were hardened as if they were rocks, or still worse in hardness. For surely among the rocks there are some from which rivers gush forth, and there are others that crack open and water flows from them, and there are still others that fall down in fear of Allah. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. O Muslims, do you still fancy that they will believe you, although a group of them used to hear the word of Allah and then, having understood it, used to distort it knowingly? When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when some of them meet others in private, they say, do you tell them, the Muslims, what Allah has disclosed to you so that they may thereby argue against you before your Lord? Will you then not use reason? Are they not aware that Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal? And some among them are illiterate who have no knowledge of the book, but have some fancies to do nothing but conjecture. So woe to those who write the book with their hands and then say, this is from Allah, so that they may gain thereby a trifling price. Then woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. They say, the fire shall not touch us for more than a few days. Say, have you taken a pledge from Allah, and Allah will not go against his promise? Or do you say about Allah what you do not know? Why not? Those who commit evil and are besieged by their sins, those are the people of the fire. There they shall live forever. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they are the people of paradise. There they will live forever. Remember when we took a pledge from the children of Israel? You shall not worship anyone other than Allah, and you shall do good to their parents and to the near of kin and to the orphans and the needy, and say to the people what is good, and be steadfast in salah, prayer, and pay zakat. Then you went back on your word, all but a few among you, and you are used to turning away. When we took a pledge from you, you shall not shed the blood of one another, and you shall not drive one another out of your homes. Then you agreed, being yourselves the witnesses. Yet here you are, killing one another, and driving a group of your own people out of their homes, supporting each other against them in sin and aggression. And if they come to you as prisoners, you would ransom them, while their very expulsion was unlawful for you. Do you then believe in some parts of the books and disbelieve in others? So what can be the punishment of those among you who do that, except disgrace in present life? And on the day of judgment, they shall be turned to the most severe punishment, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Those are the ones who bought the worldly life at the cost of the hereafter. So punishment shall not be lightened for them, nor shall they be helped. Indeed, we gave Musa the book, and after him we sent messengers, one following the other. And we gave clear signs to Isa, the son of Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, and supported him with the Holy Spirit. Then how is it that every time a prophet came to you with what does not meet your desires, you grew arrogant? So you gave the lie to a group of the messengers and killed others. And they said, our hearts are veiled. Rather, Allah has cast damnation upon them for their disbelief. So they believe just in very little things. And when there came to them a book from Allah, which confirms what was with them, while earlier they used to seek help against those who disbelieved, yet when there came to them that which they did recognize, they denied it. So the curse of Allah is upon the disbelievers. Vile is that for which they have sold out their selves, and they should deny what Allah has revealed, grudging that Allah should send down some of his bounty to whomever so he wills from among his servants. So they came out with wrath upon wrath, and for the unbelievers there is a humiliating punishment. When it is said to them, believe in what Allah has revealed, they said, we believe in what Allah, what has been revealed to us, and they deny what is beyond it, whereas that is the truth which confirms what is with them. Say, why then have you been slaying the prophets of Allah earlier if you were believers? And certainly Musa came to you with clear signs. Then you adopted the calf as a god, and after his departure to the Mount of Tur, and you were transgressors. And when we took pledge from you and raised high the Mount of Tur above you, hold fast to what we have given you and listen. They said, we have heard and disobeyed. And on account of their denial, they were soaked with love for the calf in their hearts. Say, evil is that which your faith enjoins upon you if you are believers. Say, if the last abode near Allah is purely for you to the exclusion of all people, then make a wish for death if you are true. But they will never wish for it because of what their hands have sent ahead. Allah is all aware of the unjust. You shall surely find them more avid for life than all other men, even more than the polytheists. Every one of them would love that his life is prolonged for 1,000 years, but it will not take him away from punishment that his life is so prolonged, and Allah is watchful of what they do. Say, if someone is an enemy to Gabriel, it can by no means degrade him, for it is he who has brought it, the Quran, down upon your heart by the permission of Allah, confirming what has been before it, and a guidance and good tidings to the believers. If someone is an enemy to Allah, his angels and his messengers, and to Jibreel, Gabriel, and Mikael, Michael, then Allah is enemy to the disbelievers. And certainly we have revealed to you clear signs, and no one denies them except the sinful. Would it always be that every time they enter into a pact, a group from among them should throw it aside? In fact, most of them do not believe. And when a messenger from Allah came to them, confirming what was already with them, some from among the book of the people threw the book of Allah behind their backs, as if they did not know. They followed what the devils used to recite in the reign of Solomon. And it was not Solomon who became an infidel, but the devils did become infidels, teaching people magic and what had been sent down to the two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babylon. And these two did not teach anyone without first having said to him, we are but a trial, so do not go infidel. Then they used to learn from them that which they could cause separation between a man and his wife, but they were not to bring harm through it to anyone without the will of Allah. They used to learn what harmed them and did no good to them, and they certainly knew that he who buys it has no share in the hereafter. And indeed, vile is the thing for which they sold themselves away. If only they knew. And had they accepted the faith and been God-fearing, the reward from Allah would have always been far better. If only they knew. O you who believe, do not say Ra'ina, but say Unzurna, and listen, as there is a grievous punishment for the unbelievers. Those who disbelieve from among the people of the book and the idolaters do not like that any God should come to you from your Lord. But Allah chooses for His grace whomever so He wills, and Allah is the Lord of great bounty. Whenever we abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, we bring one better than it or one equal to it. Do you not know that Allah is powerful over everything? Do you not know that to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth? Other than Allah, you have neither a patron nor a helper. Or do you rather want to question your prophet as Musa was questioned earlier? And whoever takes infidelity in exchange for faith has certainly missed the straight path. O Muslims, many among the people of the book desire to turn you, after your accepting the faith, back into disbelievers, all out of envy on their part, even after the truth has become clear to them. So forgive and overlook till Allah brings out his command. Certainly Allah is powerful over everything. And be steadfast in salah, prayer, and give zakat. Whatever good you send forth for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. Certainly, Allah is watchful of what you do. They say that no one shall ever enter paradise unless he is a Jew or a Christian. These are their fancies. Say, bring your proof if you are truthful. Of course, whoever so submits his face to Allah and is good in deeds will have his reward with his Lord. And there should be no fear for such people, nor shall they grieve. The Jews say, the Christians have nothing to stand on, and the Christians say, the Jews have nothing to stand on, while they both read the book. Similarly, those who do not know have said, like they, the Jews and the Christians say. So Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection in what they used to dispute. Who is more cruel than the one who prevents the mosques of Allah from his name being recited therein and strives for their destruction? It was not for such men to enter them except in awe. For them there is a disgrace in this world, and for them there is a mighty punishment in the other world. To Allah belongs the east and the west. So whichever way you turn, there is the face of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. They say, Allah has got a son. Pure is he. Instead, to him belongs all that there is in the heavens and the earth. All stand obedient to him. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. When he decides a matter, he simply says to it, be, and it becomes to be. Those who do not know say, why is it that Allah does not speak to us, nor does a sign come to us? So spoke those before them as these people do. Their hearts resemble each other. We have indeed made the signs clear for the people who have certitude. Surely we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good tidings and a warner, and you will not be asked about the people of hell. The Jews will never be pleased with you, nor will the Christians, unless you follow their faith. Say, guidance of Allah is indeed the guidance. Were you to follow their desires, despite the knowledge that has come to you, there shall be no friend for you against Allah, nor the helper. Those to whom we have given the book, and they recite it, observing the rites of its recitation, they are the ones who believe in it, and those who disbelieve in it, they are the losers. O children of Israel, remember my blessing that I conferred upon you, and that I gave you excellence over the world. And guard yourselves against a day when no one shall stand for anyone for anything, nor shall ransom be accepted from anyone, nor shall intercession be of benefit to him, nor shall any support be given to such people. When his Lord put Ibrahim to a test with certain words, and he fulfilled them, he said, I am going to make you an imam for the people, he said. And from among my progeny, he replied, my promise does not extend to the unjust. When we made the house, Kaaba of Makkah, a frequented place for men and a place of peace, make from the station of Ibrahim a place of prayer, we gave the following directive to Ibrahim and Ishmael. Purify my house for those who are to circumambulate, make tawaf, and those who stay in itikaf, and those who bow down or prostrate themselves in prayers. Recall when Ibrahim said, my Lord, make this a city of peace and provide its people with fruits, those of them who believe in Allah and the last day. He, Allah, said, as for the one who disbelieves, I shall let him enjoy a little, then I shall drag him to the punishment of the fire. How evil an end it is. When Ibrahim was raising up the foundations of the house, along with Ishmael, supplicating, "Our Lord, accept this service from us. Indeed, you and you alone are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Our Lord, make us both submissive to you, and make of our progeny as well a people submissive to you, and show us our ways of pilgrimage and accept our repentance. Indeed, you and you alone are the most relenting, the very merciful." And our Lord, raising their Mr. Messenger from among them who should recite to them your verses and teach them the book and the wisdom and cleanse them of all impurities. Indeed, you and you alone are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Who can turn away from the faith of Ibrahim except the one who has debased himself in folly? Indeed, we have chosen him in this world, and he is certainly among the righteous in the hereafter. When his Lord said to him, "Submit," he said, "I submit myself to the Lord of the world." And Ibrahim exhorted the same to his sons, and so did Jacob. "My sons, Allah has certainly chosen for you the faith, so let not death overtake you but as Muslims." Is it that you were present when death approached Yaqub, when he said to his sons, "What will you worship after me?" They said, "We will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, Isaac, the one God, and to him we submit ourselves. Those are the people who have passed away. For them is what they earned, and for you is what you earned. Nor shall you be questioned as to what they have been doing." They said, "Become Jews or Christians, and you will find the right path. Say, instead we follow the faith of Ibrahim the upright, and he was not one of those who associate partners with Allah. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us, and in what has been revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub and his children, and in what has been given to Musa and Isa, Jesus, and what has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between any of them, and to him we submit ourselves. So, if they believe in the same way as you believe, they have certainly found the right path. And if they turn away, then the fact is that they are in an antagonism. Then Allah will suffice you against them, and he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. We dye ourselves with the colouring of Allah, for who is better in colouring than Allah? We are to worship none but him. Say, would you argue with us about Allah when he is our Lord as well as your Lord? For us our deeds and for you your deeds, and we are faithful to him. Or would you say that Ibrahim, Ishmael, Ishaq and Yaqub and their children were Jews or Christians? Say, do you know better or does Allah? Who can be more unjust than the one who conceals the testimony he has from Allah? Allah is not unaware of what you do. Those are the people who have passed away. For them is what they earned, and for you is what you earned. And you shall not be questioned about what they have been doing. And that is the end of Juz 1.